It doesn't matter if you have adult children, young children, or your child yourself, the idea of paying for college never really goes away. But there is some good news for those who are seeking higher education. It looks like there are some new rules coming out through the Department of Education for the revised free application for federal student aid, better known as FAFSA. So, if you're thinking about higher education for your grandchildren or your children, tune in as we explain the new grandparent loophole that improves the attractiveness of 529 plans on this episode of Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things. Welcome back. I am A.B. Ridgway. I'm the host of Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things and my mom's favorite Christian financial advisor. And I have some great news for those who are interested in attending college or helping pay for college. Traditionally, we run to programs like the 529 plan. Sometimes we may give a cash gift, but in the past, it was very difficult because if your child did not go to college, then you wasted the money, causing a lot of parents anxiety and frustration because they put money into the system, but they couldn't get it out without a heavy tax burden. But things look like they're kind of changing, and the government wants to make them more attractive again to get people into the school system. So the 529 education savings plans got a couple of big upgrades in 2024 as a better way to save and pay for school. So starting this year, Congress is allowing up to $35,000 of leftover savings in the plan to roll over tax-free and Roth individual retirement accounts, which will eliminate fears because unused money could forever be trapped or incur taxes. One of the major things I love about this program is that if the child does not go to school, or maybe they drop out, or maybe they find a career that they truly enjoy, then you can roll those funds into the Roth IRA and get them saving for retirement earlier. You know, as we talk about all the time, when you start earlier, it makes retirement savings easier and it's better to save over a 20 to 25 year period, maybe even 30, as opposed to 5 or 10 or going right before you retire. So being able to get your kids on the right path with 10, 20, 30, 50, maybe even $80,000 is a wonderful starting point for their retirement savings. Now, they call it the grandparent loophole, but it applies to all individuals who are non-parents. So it could be an auntie, it could be an uncle, it could be a family member or friend. So what does this loophole entail? Well, the first thing is traditionally, when you apply for financial aid or for your financial aid eligibility, the withdrawals could reduce financial aid eligibility up to 50% of the amount of the distribution. So what does that mean in real numbers? It means that if you have a $10,000 distribution from a grandparent or someone who owned the 529 plan other than a parent, it could lower your award by $5,000. But as the rule stands today, regardless of the source of the cash, it will not negatively affect your eligibility. And once again, just because it's called the grandparent loophole, any non-parent, including friends and relatives, can use it as well. Now, I remember when 529 plans was the go-to plan for a time, right? Got to get a 529 plan. As soon as they're born, you got to get a 529 plan. Get a 529 plan. Every time you go in, hey, my kid's getting ready for school. 529 plan, right? But what they found out was that a majority of people didn't want to go to college. And now you kind of have this conflict between child and parent where the parent has saved for 10, 15 years and telling the child, you are going to go to college. I've saved all my money over this time. You're going to go there, right? And it just becomes this big problem. It became this big mess. But it seems like they're working out some of the kinks and they're working it out in the right direction. Now, keep in mind, these contributions are not tax deductible, even though they do get preferential tax treatment on distribution. In 2024, the annual gifting limit is $18,000 for an individual or $36,000 for a married couple. So that is the amount that you can contribute to a 529 plan without triggering the IRS gift tax. Now, the amount is per beneficiary. So that means if you have multiple children or multiple grandchildren, that allows you to give them $18,000 or $36,000 a piece per year. They also have accelerated gifting, which means that you can give up to 5 years in advance in a lump sum. So what that would look like for an individual would be a lump sum of $90,000 or $180,000 for a married couple. Not bad for a contribution into the 529 plan. Now also, when you're making these contributions, make sure that you are investing. Yes, make sure that you're investing, because a lot of times people are putting money into these 529 plans and they're only investing the cash, and they're not getting any higher rates than they would get if they were maybe like in this savings account or maybe a high yield savings account. Everyone needs to make sure that they're taking the cash and they're actually investing it. Because if you don't, you're going to end up with basically the same amount of money that you contributed into it. And you're going to say, well, you know what? I contribute, you know, $289,000. I only have $293,000 after 18 years of investing. This was a ripoff, right? And no, it wasn't. It's just that you put everything in cash. And this is not just for your 529 plan. This is goes for your IRAs, your Roth IRAs, and other brokerage accounts. People think that just because you open the account type, that you're going to get the growth that you need. No, you need to invest in something. You need to go buy an asset. And that's why it's very important to have a financial advisor, because many times you come across people who do the right thing, right? They have the right intention. They open these accounts, they put the money in, they wait, they're looking at their statement and they're just like, well, I didn't lose any money, right? The market's down 10, 20%. I didn't lose any money, so I must be doing something right. Then when the market's up 10, 15% and they're still at the same, they're like, well, at least I still have my money. And they're not realizing that because they've avoided the ups and downs of the market, they also don't get any return, right? You know what they say, that you're only going to get rewarded for the risk that you take. Putting something in cash is not really risky, so you're not going to get the return that you may be expecting. And I don't know if the federal government is listening to Americans or not. I don't know if this is a far stretch or a reach here, but I think they want people to come back into the school system. You know, companies like Google and other high-tech companies don't need degrees anymore to get a high-paying job. You don't need to spend, you know, $200,000, $300,000 in college in order to get a high-paying job. You just need to be good at what you do. And I think there's going to be a little shift here. But on the other side, I think that we're not developing people as human beings. Things like art, things like literature, it builds character, philosophy, helps you think outside the box. I think we might be going into a generation where people are more focused on just building good employees and not building good people. The institution of college used to build good people. Used to come back, people were educated, people knew about intuition, they understood about spirituality, they understood about philosophy, they understood about communication. But now we're getting people who are just talented in their field, but they don't have any social skills, right? We're kind of eliminated the need to be a person in personal development. And I think that's why it's important to get into the Bible, because personal development comes from God. And it's our ability to transform ourselves through the scriptures to become better people, so we can be better citizens, so we can make more money, and we can affect more people in our lives. So, you know, this is, once again, this is just some good news coming from the federal government. I want to touch on this for a little bit, but the 529 plans, yes, take a look at them. Being able to convert to a Roth IRA is always a plus. We always want an outlet for things don't work out the way that we intended, because we believe in God's decree. We also have to believe in God's timing. So the ability to pivot and to shift when necessary is also a plus for us. So if you're interested in getting to the 529 plan, don't know where to start, make sure you visit us at AB Ridgeway Wealth Management. I'll have a link in the description if you need to set up a consultation to get your family started, whether it's for your adult children, for your grandchildren, or children that are on the way. Make sure that you have a consultation. College planning is part of financial planning. So when you sign up as a client, you do get that free of charge. Even if it's a non-child, like a niece or a nephew, we can always work with you to help you set this up so you can take advantage of the grandparent loophole. So make sure you check out our other episodes as we go over debt management, savings, investing, and wealth transfer. Please go to our website, download our free ebook. Once again, the link will be in the description. The Four Pillars to Christian Finance, where we go over those four pillars and kind of give you familiar with some of the terms and things that you're going to come across so you can be an effective steward for God. Well, that is it for me. My name is A.B. Ridgeway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.